Numerous Zimbabweans living in South Africa in limbo after the South African government announced that it would not be extending the Zimbabwe exemption permits, which ended on the 31st December 2021. The permit holders were given a 12-month grace period to regularize their stay with another category of permit. Now the Zimbabwean government says it's ready to welcome back its citizens. To unpack what this means for Zimbabweans, we speak to the chairperson of the ZANU-PF at the Sandton branch, attorney Samba Chitando. Samba, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Morning, thank you. Greetings to your listeners. Just a slight correction. I'm an advocate, not an attorney.
Oh, thank you for that. So what do you make of the visit of the Zimbabwean Foreign Affairs Minister to South Africa?
I welcome the decision, the visit. Minister Shaba is a great minister, and he has come to assist the possible return of Zimbabwe nationals to Zimbabwe from South Africa. Those Zimbabwe nationals were affected by the ZEP decision and others who perhaps are not on the ZEP, but they want to return as well, that they will be welcomed back in Zimbabwe, and there's various initiatives that will be assisting in that regard. So that was a good development in my opinion.
Explain to our listeners why there needs to be a special initiative to allow Zimbabwean citizens to come back home. One would assume that if you're a citizen of any country, you can just return by choice at any time.
Okay, great question. Why should there be an initiative? There should be an initiative because we're talking about thousands of Zimbabweans directly affected by the ZEP, almost 180,000 Zimbabweans. Okay? Now, those Zimbabweans on the ZEP have been living permanently in South Africa. They've been permanently residing in South Africa for more than 12 years. We know that. And in those 12 years, they have built properties. Their children are in schools in South Africa. They have South African, sometimes they've got South African spouses or spouses of other nations, or even Zimbabwean spouses as well. Everyone's individual circumstances is different. They've got different skill sets. Their lives have carried on. Now, they can visit Zimbabwe at any time. There's Zimbabwean passport holders. They can go tomorrow. There's nothing stopping them. But to be reintegrated back into society after having spent 12 years outside the country, that is going to take quite a lot of work. And initiatives have to be in place to accommodate them. I mean, many people of those 180,000 have never been to Zimbabwe in more than a decade. They don't know what it even looks like. If they arrive at the airport tomorrow, or at a bus terminal, or a railway line, railway station rather, they wouldn't know where to start. So there has to be some sort of welcoming initiative that one would expect for people that have spent so long outside the country. Remember and recall that a similar process was taken by the South African government when after 1994, and many people were coming back from exile, many South African nationals were exiled, they had special initiatives for them. So it's a similar thing. These are people who have been away for a long time.
What is your assessment in terms of the majority of Zimbabwean nationals who have been residing in South Africa for that period of time and who now find themselves in a difficult situation as a result of these decisions by the South African government? Do they really want to return to Zimbabwe? Or would their preference still be to remain in South Africa?
Great question. I've actually been briefed by the Zimbabwean Exemption Permit Holders Association. We are working with the Helen Suzman Foundation, the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation, KOMSA, which is another NGO. And I think there is, if I missed anyone else, I might have missed someone else. If I have, apologies to them. And we have taken the decision by the minister to court. The matter will be heard on the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th of October this year to review and set aside that decision. because I feel, and I agree with the my instructions from the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association, that the decision is unfair, it's irrational. You know, you cannot simply uproot that number of people and give them, 12 months to relocate and say, listen, after more than 12 years in the country, you, your children, your house, your household, your livelihood, your everything must now go within 12 months. That is, in my view, an immoral decision. But it is a decision that the South African government has made. And we have to challenge it in court. Many Zimbabweans are hoping that the court case will be a success. I am quietly optimistic. So is the Helen Suzman Foundation. So is the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. So is the Zimbabwe Central Holders Association. That will succeed in court. But whatever happens, the sentiment on the ground is that of animosity and negativity towards Zimbabwe nationals, and many want to return anyway. It's not just ZEP holders. Many Zimbabweans, even permanent residents, Zimbabweans with permanent residence permits, Zimbabweans with valid work permits, are afraid of all the tax and all the things they're seeing on the television, the Operation Bidula that puts South Africa first. They feel uncomfortable. And their children are watching the news. They watch Zimbabwe being burnt alive on television.
Yeah,
you know. So they want to return, irrespective of the decision by the South African government or what we do successfully or otherwise in the High Court.
So finally then, Simba, right, we've been speaking about Zimbabweans are already in the country for a prolonged period of time. What about those who are still in Zimbabwe? Is there still a fair number of Zimbabweans wanting to make their way to South Africa legally or illegally? We know perhaps 2 decades ago, because of the situation within the borders of Zimbabwe, many were looking for better prospects in South Africa. But now South Africa itself is at a stage where things are very difficult and there's a host of socioeconomic challenges. Is it still such a lucrative destination for Zimbabweans looking for a better quality of life or better economic prospects?
Sure, that's I like your question. The answer is very complex, and I'm going to be as brief as I can. On the ground, I think what you're talking about, the situation on the ground, both in Zimbabwe and in South Africa. Now, on the Zimbabwean economy has been growing. We know that. But from a lower base, it is the fastest growing economy in the SADC region, but it's been growing from a low base. So what we have noticed is that many Zimbabweans, and it depends on where the individual Zimbabwean find themselves in the socioeconomic class system or income system, you know, income status rather. Many Zimbabweans have been returning to Zimbabwe to participate in what is a boom time in Zimbabwe. But that is mostly for people who obviously are in a position to participate in those economic activities. So there is return of Zimbabweans to Zimbabwe, not just from South Africa, but from all over the world. Many Zimbabweans in the UK and from America are returning. I like to call them middle class to upper class Zimbabweans are returning to Zimbabwe for that reason. The lower class Zimbabweans, yes, also as things are improving. So it's a gradual improvement in the economy, but it's not an overnight thing where they all come back, for instance, after 12 months if they can't get another visa or permit in their passport. That is already happening, but it is obviously a process. There are many Zimbabweans that want to come back. But at the same time, I've noticed that the many South Africans are leaving South Africa as well. So there's tough times in South Africa. I saw a report that showed that many, particularly white South Africans, are looking elsewhere, that they're leaving in their thousands, the whole Eskom issue. So that South Africa is going through a very tough time.
Yeah.
In fact, both countries are. So it is a tense time for both countries, and I hope sober minds prevail.
All right. Advocate Simba Chitando, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was the chairperson of the ZANU-PF in the Sandton branch, Advocate Simba Chitando, talking to us about Zimbabwe being ready to take its citizens back as their permits in South Africa expire.